Welcome to Zichur Daf Siman Mem, Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Erevin, Daf Mem Vav. The majority of this daf discusses rules of psak. So the 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Yehudi told Rabbi Zera that he heard Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi say explicitly that the halachas of Rabbi Yochanan and Nuri, who grants a sleeping person a tchum of 2,000 amos. In addition, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said a general rule, halacha kedivrei amekel be'erev. The halacha follows a more lenient opinion in issues regarding Erevin. The Gemara asks why both statements were necessary, and three answers are given. Rapapa gives a second reason, explaining that it was important for Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi to state that the halachas with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, as one might have thought, halacha kedivrei amekel be'erev, is only referring to cases of eruv chatzeros, but not to erev tchumim. For we learn in the Mishnah that eruv chatzeros can be done for someone without their consent, shezaknu adam shel b'fanav, for we may benefit someone without their consent, and an erev chatzeros is a clear benefit. On the other hand, one may not make an erev tchumim without the person's consent, she'ein chavin la'adim shel b'fanav, for one may not disadvantage someone without their consent, and shifting one's erev results in his losing ability to travel in the opposite direction. Therefore, it was important for Yeshua ben Levi to say that the halach is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri in the case of eruv tchumim. Point number two, Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Zirika said, halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechavero. The halacha follows Rabbi Akiva when he disputes an individual colleague, Rabbi Yossi mechaverov, and it follows Rabbi Yossi against his colleagues, even when there's more than one, Ukarebi mechaverov, and it follows Rebbe against an individual colleague. Rabbi Yossi says these rules are halacha. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba says, matin, we incline towards these rules. And Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina says, nearing. Rashi explains, halacha means it may be publicized at a public lecture. Matin means that these rules may be followed in individual cases, but should not be publicized. And nearing means that we may not rely upon these rules for deciding a case, but if one did, the decision is not reversed. And point number three, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Yehudi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan regarding disputes, Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. If there's a dispute between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. If there's a dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, the halacha is Rabbi Yossi. And it's not necessary to teach that between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir, the halacha was Rabbi Yossi. For if against Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir's view doesn't prevail, then against Rabbi Yossi, there's no question it doesn't prevail. Rav Asi said that since there's a rule that in disputes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, he can learn from this that in a dispute between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, the halacha follows Rabbi Yossi, because if Rabbi Yehuda doesn't prevail against Rabbi Yossi, certainly Rabbi Shimon does not. In regard to disputes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, it's left as a take. Rav Masharshia said, Leisnalu, honey, Chloe, all of these rules are not valid. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Yehudi told Rabbi Zera that he heard Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi say explicitly that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who grants a sleeping person a tchum of 2,000 amos. In addition, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said a general rule, halacha kedivrei amekel be'erev. The halacha follows the more lenient opinion in issues regarding erevin. The Gemara asks why both statements were necessary, and three answers are given. Rapapa gives a second reason, explaining that it was important for Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi to state that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, as one might have thought, halacha kedivrei amekel be'erev is referring only to cases of eruvei chatzeros, but not to eruvei tchumim. For we learn in the Mishnah that eruvei chatzeros can be done for someone without their consent. Shezakin la'adam shel b'fanav, for we may benefit someone without their consent, and an erev chatzeros is a clear benefit. On the other hand, one may not make an erev tchumim without the person's consent. She'ein chavin la'adam shel b'fanav, for one may not disadvantage someone without their consent, and shifting one's erev results in his losing his ability to travel in the opposite direction. Therefore, it was important for Yeshua ben Levi to state that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri in the case of eruv tchumim. Point number two, Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Zirika said, halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechavero, the halacha follows Rabbi Akiva when he disputes an individual colleague, u'k'Rabbi Yossi mechaverov, and it follows Rabbi Yossi against his colleagues, even when there's more than one, u'k'Rabbi mechavero, and it follows Rabbi against an individual colleague. Rabbi Yossi says these rules are halacha. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba says, matin, we incline towards these rules. And Rabbi Yossi Bar Rechina says, nearing. Rashi explains, halacha means that it may be publicized at a public lecture. Matin means these rules may be followed in individual cases, but should not be publicized. And nearing means that we may not rely upon these rules for deciding a case, but if one did, the decision is not reversed. And point number three, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Yehudi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan regarding disputes, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. If there's a dispute between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. If there's a dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, and it's not necessary to teach that between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir, the halacha follows Rabbi Yossi, for if against Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir's view doesn't prevail, then against Rabbi Yossi, there's no question it doesn't prevail. Rav Asi said that since there is a rule that in disputes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, he can learn from this that in a dispute between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, the halacha follows Rabbi Yossi, because if Rabbi Yehuda doesn't prevail against Rabbi Yossi, certainly Rabbi Shimon doesn't. In regards to disputes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, it's left as a teku. Rav Masharshi has said, all these rules are not valid. All right, so now we go to our siman for Daf Mem Vav, and the siman relates to a cow going moo, or a variation of that. So here goes. After placing a cowhide on the traveler sleeping in the field, because halacha kedivrei amekel be'eruv, the rabbi publicized in a public lecture the rules of psak, with a chart to learn whom the halacha follows when it comes to disputes. Once again, in slow motion. After placing a cowhide, that must be more on Daf Mem Vav. After placing a cowhide on the traveler sleeping in the field, because halacha kedivrei amekel be'eruv, which reminds him, Rabbi Shuben Levi said the halacha is like Yochanan ben Nuri, who grants a sleeping person a tchum, even though he had also said halacha kedivrei amekel be'eruv, because one might have thought that rule only applies to eruvei chetzeros and not to eruvei tchumin. So after placing a cowhide on the traveler sleeping in the field, because halacha kedivrei amekel be'eruv, the rabbi publicized in a public lecture the rules of psak, which reminds of rules that were given regarding which opinion to follow in disputes. And Rabbi Asi said these rules are halach, meaning they may be publicized in a public lecture. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said, matin, we incline toward these rules, meaning that these rules may be followed in individual cases, but should not be publicized. And Rabbi Yossi bar Bechina said, nearing, meaning that we may not rely upon these rules for deciding a case, but if one did, the decision is not reversed. So after placing a cowhide on the traveler sleeping in the field, because halacha kedivrei amekel be'eruv, the rabbi publicized in a public lecture the rules of psak, with a chart to learn whom the halacha follows when it comes to disputes. Which reminds that when it comes to psak, the halacha follows Rabbi Yossi first over Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda over Rabbi Meir, and it's a teku when it comes to a dispute between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon. So once again, after placing a cowhide on the traveler sleeping in the field, because halacha kedivrei amekel be'eruv, the rabbi publicized in a public lecture the rules of psak, with a chart to learn whom the halacha follows when it comes to disputes. All right, now it's time for a four-block back chazara. Daf Mem Beis. So the siman Daf Mem Beis is the mob. So here goes. The mobster, that must be one Daf Mem Beis. The mobster took 2,000 steps, which reminds us, Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, Haimahalach ve'enu yadeya tchum Shabbos. If someone's walking on Shabbos and he doesn't know where the Shabbos tchum ends, Mahalach alpaim psios beinonios. He may walk 2,000 average-sized steps in one direction. V'zoi tchum Shabbos. And this is the measure of the tchum. Rashi explains that the distance traveled by a person with each step is one amma. So the mobster took 2,000 steps to the freshly enclosed area in the open field where his prisoner was kept. Which reminds, Rav Nachman also said in the name of Shmuel, Shabbos vevika vekifu nachrim mechitza b'Shabbos. If he made his Shabbos residence in an open field, thereby giving him 2,000 ammas from that spot, and nachrim encircled with partitions on Shabbos, mahalach alpaim amma, he may still walk only 2,000 ammas from his makam shvisa. Rashi explains that since the Erev took effect when it was in an open area, we can't consider the large enclosed area as Dalad Amos based on walls erected later. However, he may transport objects within the entire enclosure by means of throwing. Since the field is enclosed, it has the status of a Shusi Yachid, in which carrying is permitted. Rav Huna agrees that he can walk 2,000 Amos in any direction from his Makam Shvisa, but he may only be Metaltal Arba Amos, carry 4 Amos. He doesn't permit throwing the object beyond his Tchum, Shemi Yimashach Archevso, out of concern that he might be drawn after his object and step out of his tchum. He restricts carrying within the 2,000 amas of his makam shvisa, mishum da'havi kamechitza shenifritz b'mlo l'makam ha'asrua, because the case is similar to a partition that was breached along its entire length, leaving it completely open to a place in which carrying is forbidden. Meaning that since the enclosed area now has two areas, one in which he's permitted to walk and should be permitted to carry in, and another in which he's forbidden to carry in even by throwing, because it's beyond his tchum limit, and these two areas are not partitioned off from each other, he is forbidden to carry even within his 2,000 amas. So the mobster took 2,000 steps to the freshly enclosed area in the open field where his prisoner was kept, only to discover he had escaped and boarded a ship where he walked about freely. Which reminds us, in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Alef Amud Beis, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah were in a boat that had sailed beyond the tchum, and they walked within the entire ship on Shabbos, whereas Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Akiva did not move out of their dalad amas. The Gemara brings two explanations why the halakha is like Rabban Gamliel. Rabbi says, Hoyel v'Shabbos ba'avir mechizas mibaod yom, because he establishes Shabbos residence within the walls of the ship while it was still day, which enables him to treat the entire ship as his Dalad Amos area. Rabbi Zera said the reason is, Hoyel v'Sfina notaltim betchilos arba u'menachtim besof arba, because the ship is constantly in motion, he constantly gets a new Dalad Amos within which to walk. The Gemara addresses what the practical difference is between these two opinions. Daf Mem Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Mem Gimel is a magazine. So here goes. The demon flying above ten tefachim beyond the tchum to deliver the magazine about seven rulings. Magazine? That must mean we're on Daf Mem Gimel. The demon flying above ten tefachim beyond the tchum to deliver the magazine about seven rulings, which reminds Rav Chananya asked, Yesh tchumin l'mal ma'asar or ain tchumin l'mal ma'asar? Do the halachas of tchum apply above ten tefachim or not? If they don't apply, then it will be permitted for someone to travel beyond the tchum at a height above 10 tefachim. The Gemara tends to prove that the laws of tchum do not apply above 10 tefachim from an incident where seven rulings that were set on Shabbos morning before Rav Chista in the town of Sura were repeated Shabbos afternoon before Rava in Pumbedisa, which is at a greater distance than the tchum. The Gemara suggests that it must have been Eliyahu HaNavi, who traveled in the air above 10 tefachim and reported the teachings, which proves tchumim do not apply above 10 tefachim, since he wouldn't violate Shabbos. This proof is rejected, as the Gemara suggests that it might have been Yosef Shida, Yosef the demon, who traveled beyond the tchum because he's not Shomer Shabbos. So the demon flying above 10 tefachim beyond the tchum to deliver the magazine about seven rulings was spotted flying over a crowd busy preparing for Shabbos, which reminds the Gemara then attempts to prove that the laws of tchum do apply above 10 tefachim based on a braisa that teaches that if someone declared, Harini Nazir b'yom sheben David ba, I'm a Nazir effective on the day Mashiach comes, Mutu Ishtas Yayim b'Shabbos v'Yomim Tovim, he's permitted to drink wine only on Shabbos and Yantar. Rashi explains that it's certain that Mashiach will not arrive on those days. The Gemara suggests that the reason Mashiach will not come on Shabbos and Yantar is that he will not violate the laws of Tchum and travel more than 2,000 Amos. If the laws of Tchum do not apply above 10 Tefachim, then it would still be possible for Mashiach to arrive on Shabbos by traveling the air above 10 Tefachim, and the Nazir should not be permitted to drink wine on Shabbos Yantiv. This seems to prove that the Tchum does apply above 10 Tefachim. The Gemara gives a different reason for why Mashiach will not come on Shabbos and Yantiv. The Pasuk Malachi states that Eliyahu will be sent to announce the pending arrival of Mashiach the day before. And Kvar Muftach Lal Yisrael, She'ein Eliyahu Ba, Lo Ba'arve Shabbosos, Lo Ba'arve Yomim Tovim. There's a tradition that Eliyahu will not arrive on Shabbos Yantiv because of the difficulties it would impose on people to complete their preparations while taking time to greet Eliyahu. So the demon flying above 10 tefachim beyond the tchum to deliver the magazine about seven rulings was spotted flying over a crowd busy preparing for Shabbos by a man on a boat with a hollow tube. Which reminds the Gemara brings a braisa that teaches that Rambam Gamliel used a shofaris on the boat, a hollow tube with which he was able to look and sight a distance of 2,000 amos on land or at sea. Rashi explains that a long hollow tube narrows and shortens the viewer's range and can be calibrated to yield a maximum distance of 2,000 amos. The braisa brings additional innovative ways to calculate measurements. Daf Mem Dalet. So the sim from Mem Dalet is mud. Mud. So here goes. The distracted student who walked out of his tchum into a muddy field. Muddy field? That must mean we're on Daf Mem Dalet. The distracted student who walked out of his tchum into a muddy field and needed more humans to form an enclosure. Which reminds us, on the bottom of Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara brought an incident when Nechemya Brei Rav Chanilai became engrossed in his learning and accidentally went out of his tchum. When he realized where he was, he stopped to remain within his Dalad Amos. When Rav Chista told Rav Nachman, Nechemya's Rebbe, Rav Nachman said, Asal mechitza shabani adam v'yekanes, make a human partition for him by lining up people so that their bodies form an enclosure around him, which reaches back into the tchum and let him enter his original tchum. Rav said it was obvious that the case was where there was not enough people to form an enclosure all the way back to the tchum. And Rav Chista wanted to know if the halacha follows Rebbe Eliezer, who permits a person with two amos of his tchum to return to it. If there had been enough people, there'd be no question that it would be permissible, since the halacha goes according to Rabbi Gamliel, who permits a person to move through an entire enclosed area even though the person was not in the enclosure at the start of Shabbos. So the distracted student who walked out of his tchum into a muddy field and needed more humans to form an enclosure called his friend who was standing in as a sukkah wall, which reminds Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak brought a braisa that taught that if a wall of a sukkah fell on Yantav, one is not permitted to station a person, animal, or utensils in its place. Because one may not make a temporary structure from start in Yantiv, and it goes without saying that he may not do so in Shabbos. Rava brought a braisa that seemingly disagrees and says, Osa Adam es chavero dofen, a person may use his friend as a wall of a sukkah, so that he may eat, drink, and sleep in it. The Gemara resolves the contradictions by saying that the first brice involves someone who's aware that he's being used as a mechitza, which doesn't work, and the second brice involves someone who is not aware that he was being used as a mechitza. So the distracted student who walked out of his tchum into a muddy field and needed more humans to form an enclosure called his friend who was standing in as a sukkah wall, and the man who was no longer needed for Eidus HaKodesh. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Misha Yatsi Barashus, one who left his tchum with Rishus, for example, for Eidus HaKodesh, and was told there was no longer any need for him to testify, he has a new tchum of 2,000 amas in every direction. If he was told this while he was still in his original tchum, it's as if he had never left. Rava explains that this means that it is as if he never left his house. The Gemara explains that since he uprooted himself from his tchum by setting out to leave, one might have thought that his new tchum is centered around him. The Mishnah is coming to teach, therefore, that this is not so if he's still in his original tchum. Rav Shimi Bar Chiya says that means that if the new tchum overlaps with his original tchum, it is as if he never left his original tchum. The Gemara clarifies that Rav Shimi Bar Chiya holds havlas tchumin milsehi. There is a halachic principle that the overlap of two tchumim areas join the two areas into a single tchum, and Rava disagrees with this rule. Daf Mem Hei, so the symbol for Mem Hei is Monopoly. So here goes. The children playing Monopoly, that must be more in Daf Mem Hei. The children playing Monopoly in the quaint border town under siege, which reminds Rav Yudah said in the name of Rav, Nachrim Shitzaru al Yaros Yisrael, if Nachrim besieged a Jewish city on Shabbos, Ein Yotzin Alehem B'Klei Zeinon, Jews may not go out against them with weapons, Ve'ein Machalin Alehem Es HaShabbos, nor may they violate Shabbos because of them. A Brisa stating this name further clarified that this rule was only Al Yiskei Mamon, where the Nachrim came over a money matter, meaning where there was only a threat to property, Aval Balo Yiskei Nefashos, but if they came over a matter of lives, meaning where people's lives were being threatened, they may go out against them with their weapons and be Machal Shabbos. Ubi'iras Muchul Safar, and in a case of an attack on a border city, even if the Nachrim only came over a matter of straw and stubble, which are not worth much, Jews may go out against with weapons and be Machal Shabbos. The reason is that the capture of a border city by the enemy would expose the interior of the country to invasion. So the children playing Monopoly in the quaint border town under siege didn't realize their fathers fell asleep before it got dark in open fields, which reminds us of the second mission the Dav states, Mishi Yashin Baderech Veloyadisha Chashecha, someone who fell asleep on a journey and was not aware that it had become dark, and he didn't have a mind to acquire tchum, Rav Yochim ben Nuri says that he has 2,000 amos in every direction from his location, whereas the Chachamim say that he only has dalet amos. Rav Yosef proves from a brice that Rav Yochim ben Nuri holds Chefze Hefker Konin Shvisa, onerous objects, acquire a Shabbos residence and may not be moved beyond the tchum, and therefore a sleeping person as well acquires a makom shvisa from which to measure a tchum. The brisa states that if rain fell on Erev Yantiv and was onuous when Yantiv began, it has a fixed tchum of 2,000 amas in each direction. This must reflect the opinion of Rabbi Yochum and Nuri, since the Chachamim hold that one who falls asleep before Shabbos only has dalet amas. So the children playing Monopoly in the quaint border town under siege didn't realize their fathers fell asleep before it got dark in open fields, under threatening clouds, filled with water constantly, in motion. Which reminds the brice that Rav Yosef brought also stated that if rain fell on Yantiv, Hari Hen Karagli Ko Adam, it's treated like the feet of anyone who eventually owns it, meaning it has their tchum. The Gemara asks, Ligne Shvisa Bukyanos, let the waters acquire their shvisa in the ocean, since it was there at the start of Yantiv, and Rabbi Yitzhak answers that the water was already in clouds that had gathered before Yantiv. The Gemara goes on to explain that the reason the water does not acquire its makom shvisa in the clouds and receive a tchum there is that the water in the clouds is constantly in motion, and therefore it does not receive a tchum limit until it comes to a halt. All right, now it's time to conclude our Bob quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos and Shabbos. Number 1, which top 3 one that the Pesach falls Rabbi Yossi over Rabbi Yehuda and falls Rabbi Yehuda over Rabbi Meir? That's on Daf Memvav. Good. Number 2, which top 3 one that one can make a human enclosure for someone outside the tchum? That's on Daf Memdal. Good. Number 3, which top 3 we learn when residents in a town besieged by Nachrim can go out with their weapons to fight? That's on Daf Memhei. Good. Number 4, which stuff do we have a question of a person be used as one of the walls of a sukkah? That's on Daf Memdal. Good. Number 5, which stuff do we learn what the terms halacha, matin, and nirin mean? That's on Daf Memvav. Good. Number 6, which stuff do we have a question whether the halachas of tchumim apply above 10 tfachim? That's on Daf Mem Gimel. Good. Number 7, which stuff do we learn halacha kedivrei amekel be'eruv? That's on Daf Mem Vav. Good. Number 8. Which of the machlokas, if someone fell asleep before it got dark and didn't have a mind to acquire makum shvisa, gets a tchum or not? That's on daf. Mem Hey. Good. Number 9. Which daf to learn the reason why Mashiach will not come on Shabbos? That's on daf. Mem Gimel. Good. And number 10. Which daf to be the case of Nachrim and circle one's makum shvisa and what he's allowed to do in that enclosure? That's on daf. Membeis. Excellent. Now the 3 bonus questions. Number 1. Which daf do you want about the takana regarding showering after a mikveh? That's on daf. Yadal. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you have a machokas regarding the reason why one should not count guests from a list on Shabbos? That's on daf. Kufim tes on Shabbos. Good. And number 3. Which daf do you want when a hedyot, a kohen gadol, and a melech should bow during the Shemoneh Esrei? That's on daf. Lamedalan and brachas. Excellent. So that concludes our pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.